Welcome to the Fun Show.
I'm Kelly Cree.
I'm Jessica Mullen.
And today we're about to have a lot of fun.
We are talking about the fun log. The flog. I always want to call it the flog.
Doesn't fun log sound like a turd with confetti in it?
Or like if you had the fetish. The fetish. Want to make a fun log?
What do you mean? Like a poop fetish?
Yeah. The fetish. The scat fetish. The fun log.
Tell them what the flog is.
The flog is a new worksheet that Kelly and I made that is a calendar format. I mean, a weekly format where you write the most fun things that happened in your day each day of the week for a week.
And why the heck did we invent the fun log?
So we would have things to talk about on the fun show.
Well, that wasn't really...
We invented it because when you notice it, you get more of it. And my primary goal in life is to have fun. So the more I look for fun, the more I see it.
But really, the reason we did it is because we were keeping lists of things to talk about on the fun show. We were already doing it. We were already keeping lists. And we noticed that when we were keeping a list, that we were seeing more and more fun things.
Yes, that is also what happened.
Can you put the piece of paper down, please, so I can actually see it instead of just sitting there stabbing yourself in the face with it?
What you don't know about me is that I love to stab myself in the face.
And the arm, and the leg, and the foot.
It feels good.
She thinks the hiccups feel good, y'all.
I love having the hiccups. I think it feels good. I think it's funny. I remember my very first hiccup as a child.
Oh, God.
I was sitting on my dad's lap, and he was reading to me, and I hiccuped, but in that weird way where I swallowed at the same time, it went, and he looked at me and was like, are you okay? And ever since then, I thought it was so fun to have the hiccups.
Not same. I hate it. It's pretty much my arch nemesis.
And she gets them all the time. I wonder...
Not all the time.
Wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Wow.
Because I never get them and I love them.
You just had them the other night.
And I said, I never get to have them.
And I was like, can you hold your breath?
And I was like, hell no. And then she's like, I'm pregnant. And I was like, I don't believe that because that's what I always do to you.
Really? That was the reason why you didn't believe it?
Well, you never know.
I was yelling, snap out of it. She thought I was talking about something else.
The book I was reading, I thought she was telling me to stop reading that book I was reading. I'm like, what are you talking about? I like this book. So yeah, I like the hiccups. Do you like the hiccups? Let me know.
No. The answer's gonna be no.
They feel so good. I don't know, I just like it. Do you like sneezing?
No.
What? Sneezing feels so good.
Wow. Yep, this is what it's come to on the fun show, folks. Are you glad you tuned in?
All right, back to the flog.
What was the number one thing we were going to talk about this week?
The flog.
Well, I think we covered it. Didn't we have some more interesting topics?
Like they're right here.
Okay. Well, did you want to talk about how you, what happened to your toe?
Oh, sure.
Well, okay. I just thought it might be, there might be some sort of vibrational clues there that could...
I got the clues.
Okay.
Totally. Okay, so every time we go to Edgewater Park, I like to go on the pull-up bar and do a flip on the bar and test my strength. And the last time we went, last Friday, a week ago, or a week and some days ago, I did a flip, and it was my strongest one ever, and I got up there really fast, and then I did the flip, and I was so enthusiastic that I landed really hard and nearly broke my toe on a hard thing when I landed. And it hurt so bad. And when we got home, I started icing it, and I really thought it was broken. And then the next morning, it was super bruised, and I thought it was broken. But I was excited that it was broken.
Well, okay, so did you want to speak to any sort of vibrational correlations that you saw between how you were feeling emotionally, psychologically, subconsciously, and what, and the fact that you injured your toe?
Well, toe injuries, according to Louise Hay, have to do with being concerned about small details of the future. And I definitely felt concerned because I wasn't really... I was feeling a little directionless about work and just worrying about the stuff we were going to have to do in the upcoming weeks or months. So I think it's definitely connected to, like, unchecked worry.
Did it help you resolve that unchecked worry?
Yeah, because I had been in this feeling of, like, feeling like I have to do. I can't rest. I have to, like, constantly strive to get money. And the instant I had the thought that it was broken, I was like, yes, I get to read my book all weekend and sit still and not have to try so hard. So maybe it's about that, like, feeling like I have to try so hard every day to take care of myself in the future.
Force things.
And just, like, thinking that results are directly connected to my action rather than my being.
Right. Or maybe thinking money is your supply.
Ah, is that what you were getting at?
No, just... I just wanted to talk about it because I thought it'd be interesting.
Yeah, I think... I mean, worrying about money... Absolutely, it probably was connected to money, for sure. Worrying about how I'm going to get income. So once I chilled out and started reading A Course in Miracles, because when I got hit by a car on my bicycle the first time, I had a knee injury where I couldn't walk for a few days.
And when was that?
2011, 12, 13. Yeah. Must have been 2011.
The early 20-teens are a little fuzzy for me, too.
I think it was 2011. And, okay, so I got this knee injury from that, and it really knocked me on my ass, literally. And I read The Power of Now when I couldn't walk for a few days, and it was such a life-changing concept to learn. It changed my whole outlook for the rest of my life. So I ultimately was very grateful for that experience.
What changed your outlook?
And that book. The now. The concept of the now.
How did it change your outlook? And what did it change your outlook to? See, now I'm the one interviewing you.
I love to be interviewed. I would pay to be interviewed.
All right, you can buy me something later.
I will. Buy some ice cream. Okay, so before I had this injury in 2011, I didn't know what the now was. I don't know if I had ever even heard of, like, presence as a concept. Had you?
I don't recall.
But it certainly was not something I ever thought about or tried to do. So then I read that book, and it talked a lot about how pain is just an idea, and if you place your awareness on it, it'll disappear because it's not real. And it really worked with my knee, and it really helped me be at peace with my injury and be fine with laying around because I couldn't walk.
Can you, or do you care to elaborate a little on the idea that pain is just an idea?
Sure.
Or maybe I could just say what I wanted to say about it is that it's the reason why Tolle, or the explanation he gives for pain just being an idea or just being in the mind, is that pain exists outside of the now.
Ah, yes.
And so it's come about because of a... because your mind is either projected into the past or the future. So that's where the idea of focusing all of your attention on the pain, because when all of the attention is focused on the pain, then you're present. You're neither in the past nor the future. And so the pain can't exist without that gap.
Right, because only your thoughts can make you feel bad. Only your thoughts are causing you the pain. And if you are completely present with your attention on the sensation of pain, you can obliterate it.
And that could be any type of pain. Like, the same is true for, like, emotional pain. So that's why teachers and coaches will always tell you not to, you know, suppress your pain, to feel it. Because once you turn your attention toward that emotional pain, then you're allowing it to be released rather than harboring it in your body.
Pushing it down and ignoring it. It's still right there. Yeah, another thing he talked about that in that book is that pain is, he called it the pain body, and it's like a, not a physical entity, but it's something that passes through you, and it's not coming from your body. It's not lodged in, well, your awareness of it breaks it up. So back to the toe. Anyway, so I had that injury from that crash, and I really ended up liking it, where it really helped me to have that new perspective from reading. And another thing about the knee injury is that it has to do with being flexible and flowing, which I was not being at the time. And that totally opened my eyes from then on, that anytime I had knee pain, I was not being flexible. And the whole reason it happened was because I was so pissed that our workout teacher was going out of town just when I had, like, gotten really into working out, really attached to my schedule. And then she went out of town and I was like, furious, like my life was fucked up.
That was the reason you were that mad that she was going out of town for 1 week?
Yeah, but I think it was 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there were other factors contributing to that whole mess.
Like what?
Like going to the Domain and trying to buy her a Louis bag.
Well, okay, it all had to do with that girl.
Right, but was it really that you were that furious that she was gonna not be there for 2 weeks?
Yeah, because I was
the whole basis of it.
Yes. I was so hooked on those classes and that feeling and being there and her that when that was taken away, I was so inflexible that I had to have a wake-up call. And yes, it was that deep of an obsession. Absolutely. Don't you remember what we were like?
Oh, I know what we were like, but I wasn't, I don't think it was really, I mean, it wasn't, to me, it didn't seem like it was because she wasn't going to be there. It was because of the obsession, not because we weren't going to work out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was deeper than that. But her leaving for 2 weeks is what instigated my outburst.
Your outburst.
My anger. Yeah, that's wild. Lesson learned.
So do you think subconsciously you stubbed your toe so that you could sit in bed and read?
Well, maybe. I had really been feeling like I hadn't been spending a lot of time absorbing new ideas. And I keep meaning to read A Course in Miracles, but it's so dense. So it's like I needed to make myself have an excuse to sit there and start reading. And how it's connected, how these injuries are connected to giving myself time to read is really messed up, and I should just read and not watch TV.
What's another thing that you could drop and read instead?
Oh, you think you're so pure because you read instead of scrolling this morning.
No. Wow, I like how you turned a question into an accusation. That's
well,
fucking
that
rude.
Well, that was an accusation saying that...
No, it wasn't. It was a question. I was asking you if there was anything else you could do.
Well, I suppose I'm projecting. Sometimes scrolling has value, but yes, obviously scrolling. Scrolling, TV, and snacking are my three vices, which I should be reading instead. And that's why I hate that exercise in the monthly magical record, because it makes me see the time I waste watching TV, scrolling, and snacking.
Oh, she told me the other day. Okay, there's this exercise in the monthly magical record where you basically, you're supposed to bring awareness to what you're spending your time doing, right? Told me she wants to completely eliminate that exercise from the book because she hates it so much. I'm like,
Have you ever done it?
No.
It's hard.
I make the work. I don't really do the work.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm above it.
I didn't know that. Well, look at the waveform of my laugh.
It looks demonic. Why is the waveform of her laugh two devil horns?
I guess we'll never know.
So, yes. She so despises being aware of what she's spending her time doing that she would rather just eliminate the exercise altogether.
And get hit by a car so I'd have time to read instead of consciously choosing it.
It's interesting the way the subconscious works. Oh, I just saw something out there I really wanted to bring up.
What?
The playing cards. Unless you're still wanting to...
I have to say one more thing about my toe.
Okay.
Okay, so I get so excited my toe is broken and I get to read.
It wasn't broken, by the way.
It was not broken at all. And it healed in like 3 days. And I was definitely a little disappointed. And that is like the story of my life, actually. Ever since I can remember, I've been trying to injure myself on purpose so I could get crutches. I mean, I did that as a kid. I don't do that anymore.
That's the first thing I asked her. Oh, do we need to get you some crutches?
I'd always been so obsessed with crutches. So I would like try to land. I would try to jump off the swing and land on my ankle wrong. So I would break it. Never
worked. She saved up her allowance to buy crutches. I'm not even lying.
And a mini trampoline.
To jump off to try to injure yourself.
I guess I really needed attention. Aww. I was always so jealous of my younger sister who had this big birthmark on her leg. And this was happening around the same time. And she had to get surgery to get it removed. And it was like such a big deal. And she got all this attention. And she got a brand new Barbie. That was the kind that you press the button and her arms move her hair. She goes like, rrr, 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 rrr. I was so fucking jealous of her and all the attention she was getting.
Aww.
I was like, I wish I could get surgery. So it may stem from that, yes. Being the oldest of four children, can't get no attention.
So anyway.
Okay, so my toe healed right away, and it wasn't broken. And I attribute that to we've been talking a lot about opposite spells and how if you want something to basically figure out how to want the opposite so that no matter what happens, you'll be happy either way. So when I thought I broke my toe, I didn't consciously do this. It just happened naturally, but I was excited that I had that injury. So then it was free to just leave my reality right away. Because I would have been happy either way with it broken or not.
And that's why it wasn't, because you were fine with it being broken.
Right. Disappointed even that it wasn't. Okay, so back to the playing cards. It's enough about my purposeful injury.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, our friend came to visit, and one of our favorite pastimes is playing cards. And we played a lot of cards, and our cards were getting, like, really messed up, actually. Euchre. I mean, I was going to say that, but most people don't know what euchre is. But if you know, you know. So we're obsessed with euchre. And the cards were getting, like, bent and stuff. Anyway, we needed new ones. So we were walking around town one day, and I was like, I really want to pick up a new deck of cards. So I want to be on the lookout today. And we were going to, like, some museums and stuff. Sorry, can you pick up? I need to take a sip.
So we're going to museums, and we are putting out our magic carpet and playing cards on our magic carpet. But so we started looking around all these gift shops, museum gift shops for playing cards, and they're all like $14. Like,
I really
clipped cards for $14.
Clipped.
Or there was
the same clipped painting over and over. Like, no.
There were these Cleveland cards that were like $30.
Where?
At the Cleveland store.
That wasn't playing cards, that was a game.
Oh, well, they were still cards in the shape of a card deck, and it was $30.
Yeah, I really wanted, like, a deck of cards that just said Cleveland on them, you know, for, like, $3 that you get from, like, a gas station or something. Anyway.
And so we had gone to the casino to use the bathroom and spend $5, and we didn't even think to go to the casino gift shop to get some of those used cards.
It would have been perfect.
We were there.
So afterwards, after we were already home, then I realized, we could have gone to the casino gift shop or whatever. So anyway, the whole thing was a bust.
I couldn't find any cards anywhere.
Not that we wanted to buy. We found some, but we weren't, like Jessica said, we weren't spending over $10 on one deck. So whatever, it wasn't a big deal. Like, we have another deck, it's just in a pile of some stuff that's under some other stuff, and I don't feel like going in there because it's going to be hard to get to, so I was going to buy a new deck.
Oh my god. The truth really comes out.
What, the truth that you didn't even know it was in there?
I know it's in there, I thought you just wanted to keep them nice.
Oh, well, we still need more, we still need a new deck so that we can keep that one nice.
I just didn't want to go in there. Who are you, me?
Well, I do want to have a fresh deck for if we ever play poker.
Okay, continue.
Can't play poker with a deck that you've used for euchre. Because you only use the 10 through the ace for euchre. So
all
of those cards get
gray.
Dirty and worn. So if you were playing poker with those, you would know someone has a 10 through an ace. Anyway, 9 through ace if it's 4-player. So, whatever. We didn't get the fucking cards. We still had to play with our busted ones, which was no big deal. But anyway. So a few days ago, last week or something, I guess last Monday, according to this fun log, my dad texted me and sent me a pic of these, like, three, like, sets. It's like these boxes that have, like, playing cards, poker chips, dice. One of them has a flask. So there's, like, three of them. One of them has a flask, one of them has poker chips, and one of them's just two decks of cards. They all three have two decks of cards, five dice, and then the different things in each one. And he sends me this pic, and he's like, you want one or all three?
And she said all three, and he mailed them to us immediately, and we got five decks in the mail for free.
And it was like just some stuff that he had left over. He does laser engraving, so they were like blanks that they had in their shop that they would use. Like, someone would buy the poker set, for example, and then you would engrave like your family crest on the front of it or something. So they had extras of those that they were just getting rid of. And so instead of buying one $13 deck, we attracted five free decks and a flask and a shot glass and three sets of dice for Yahtzee, of course.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
And some more poker chips, which you could always use.
Absolutely.
For all the poker games we play.
Once we have friends, it's over for you hoes. So that was a really, really cool manifestation. Like, when when life isn't working out and you're not getting what you want, it's because there's something bigger and better waiting for you. Isn't that cool? And then, get this, on Saturday, I checked the mail, and there's a letter from the IRS. Dun, dun, dun. And I had already gotten my tax refund, so I don't know. I thought it was just going to be a letter saying, we've finished your return. Congratulations.
Oh, there was this whole, do you want to tell them about the other part, that $600?
Oh. So I'm waiting and waiting for my refund, and then I get...
Because we file our taxes by hand, not electronically, for a lot of reasons. But anyway, that's why it takes so long for us to get our refunds.
So long.
And plus, we had paid extra because of this whole other snafu, so they had, like, extra of our money. Because we were, like, using the IRS to, like, shelter a bunch of money.
Gonna have to cut that part out. Anyway, so I'm waiting for this $2,000 tax refund, and they've finally sent me this paper. Like, I filed in February, and in July I get this paper that's like, you still haven't filled out your fucking healthcare form. And so I fill it out, and I think I'm going to get an extra $600 because of other reasons.
They sent you something else saying there was a credit that you might be eligible for that $600.
No, it wasn't a credit. It was when I filled out the worksheet, I should have had to pay $600 less.
Because of the healthcare thing?
Yeah. It should have been a credit on my taxes, but it wasn't a letter saying it was going to be a credit. It was just, you didn't do this form. So once I did the form, I saw that it was another deduction.
Okay.
That I could have taken. So I thought I was going to get another $600 back.
And we were banking on the $600.
We were going to go to
First
Detroit.
First of all.
We're going to use this money.
So our friend was coming, but, like, we really don't have much work right now, which means we don't have much disposable income. So, of course, we're, like, praying that this tax refund is going to come, you know, the day before he gets here, which, of course, it doesn't because
we wanted it
so bad. It was never going to come. And I think it ended up getting here, like, what, the day after he left or something.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And that $600 was not on it. So it wouldn't have mattered anyway because we couldn't have used it.
We were banking on it for sure, and we had already spent it. So no. Is that Equifax money going to come through or not? Because I already spent it.
So, well, we did spend a little of it. But anyway, so I didn't get that credit, and whatever. I got my refund. It was fine. I let it go. Then, on Saturday, I got another letter from the IRS, and this one says, I didn't check the earned income credit, and that I need to see if I qualify for the earned income credit, because I am eligible for up to $519 more.
Which just so happens to be my birthday and my ultimate lucky number, 519. So there was no refuting the fact that that was pure miraculousness.
Pure miraculousness. Which reminds me, I don't know if we ever told y'all, the day we moved away from Austin, we went to this restaurant with our friends, and Kelly and I both got table tents with our numbers for our orders. Mine was a 12 and Kelly's was a 19, both of our birthday numbers.
Whoa.
Isn't that wild?
It's almost like we were meant to leave there.
We sure were. So that was so cool to get that letter from the IRS, and I don't know if we'll get the full 519, but I put it in the mail yesterday, and I can't wait to find out.
It sure was a nice reflection.
Yeah, it really was.
Well, so we didn't even get to cover all of our, I guess you guys will just, I mean, y'all will just have to keep listening to the fun show to hear more miraculousness.
Can we just tell one more story?
Of
on
the
free
next
cashews
episode.
Free cashews.
Oh, I did want to mention
on the next episode.
One thing about the IRS, the last thing about the IRS is, Something that we've been perpetuating in our reality for ever since we've known each other, pretty much, is that the IRS will always write you back and tell you that they're going to give you more money.
Especially if you do your own taxes.
Yes. So that's something that happens to us pretty much every year. We get a letter from them telling us that we did something wrong on our taxes and that they actually owe us more money than we thought. So I just wanted to speak to that meme that we've been keeping going in our lives, and every year it's the same thing.
Notice that, get more.
Do your taxes yourself.
And file them by paper. Just gotta be patient. Thanks for listening to The Fun Show. Tune in next week for our story about free cashews. And our story about how we were going to go to Detroit and then we didn't have to.
Oh, true.
And that's going to be a premium episode. So sign up for the Magical Library, $15 a month, for access to all of our worksheets, books, zines, digital downloads, meditations.
Jessica Mullen Oracle Deck.
Premium Fun Show episodes. It's really worth it. New worksheets. We are releasing one this week. We just released one last week.
This has been fun.
This has been so fun. Thanks for listening.